Welcome to Have I Got Boobs For You podcast from Curvy Kate with your hosts Katie and Phoebe.
I've got boobs for you. Curvy Kate's got news for you. Empower you, that's what we do. Stay tuned, babe, we've got you.
That's me, Katie Weir, Curvy Kate's PR and content manager. You might also know me as the Bra Whisperer.
And that's also me, Phoebe Preston, social media executive at Curvy Kate.
I mean, you're the social media queen, babe.
Oh, okay then.
We decided to create the Have I Got Boobs For You podcast because we felt there was a gap in the market to talk all things bras, boobs, and owning your body.
We're here to lift your mood with amazing guests each week, great topics, and heaps of boobs and bra fitting knowledge coming your way.
Right, let's get into the episode.
Let's do it. We're extremely excited to welcome our next guest to the Have I Got Boobs For You podcast. We're going international, baby. Madison Ann is over here from Atlanta, USA. She's a well-known TikTok star with nearly a million followers and over 26 million views on her educational videos. So it's safe to say she knows a thing or two about bras, boobs, and fitting.
Woo! Oh my gosh, those credentials, Madison Ann. Welcome.
I'm so happy to be here. I really am.
Thank you so much for coming over. It's actually so nice. Nice to see you in person. I was saying earlier how surreal it feels because obviously we've seen you on TikTok and on Instagram and you're one of our bra ambassadors, but to have you in the studio with us just feels amazing.
No, I'm so excited. I mean, like, having been, you know, in Georgia and not really being able to meet any of the brands I've been able to work with because I've started my TikTok in lockdown. So being able to actually kind of put faces to the people I'm DMing with on Instagram and being able to actually see the bras and the pieces instead of just getting them in the mail is just incredible. Yeah.
Like, you started your TikTok in lockdown.
Yeah.
And you have nearly 1 million followers. How did this happen?
I'm as surprised as you are. I think what happened was I was just answering questions that people didn't maybe realize they had or didn't have an outlet to answer before, because I did. It was a very accidental kind of following that I built, just because my first video within 24 hours, I think, hit 5 million views.
Incredible.
Yeah, which I didn't expect it to. I didn't expect anyone outside of, you know, my sister and best friend and I don't know, other people from college that followed me on TikTok to ever see. And then I just started answering questions because people had them. They had questions about bras and fittings and how your boobs are actually supposed to fit in bras. Yeah. And I haven't stopped answering questions almost 18 months later. And I think that kind of goes to show that, you know, that there is an audience for that, and being able to help in any way I can is just surreal. It really is.
100%. I think we saw you because you picked up some press because your videos were going so viral. We were like, we need to DM this girl.
Yeah. I totally was like, okay, yeah, she needs to be part of Curvy Kate. And with it being TikTok, are you finding that it's like a younger demographic? So younger women, people are asking you those questions?
I think it's actually, what's interesting is it's been a whole range of ages. I think initially it was kind of younger people and even people my age in their mid-20s, even late-20s, who, you know, I think, especially in the U.S., when you're 15, you go to Victoria's Secret and you go to bra fitting, and then no one ever tells you, continue to take your sizes, continue to go places and get fittings. You just take that size for granted. And even you could be spilling out or it could be falling off of you and you're still like, well, I guess this is still my size.
Yeah.
And so hearing people say, wait, I didn't know that this is how it's supposed to fit, or I didn't know that there were sizes above a D cup, which just always blows my mind, especially y'all are a brand that goes above a D cup. But hearing that, but then even getting comments saying like, oh, I'm in my 50s, which is not really, you know, a demographic you see too much on TikTok, but it's moms and it's grandmoms and aunts just being able to say, wow, I didn't know this either. And I didn't know that it was actually supposed to be like this. I've found a bra that fits for the first time in like 30 years. And that just really always gets to me, because being able to make what seems to maybe to an outsider such a small difference, like, oh, you got a different bra size, like, okay, whoop-de-doo. But the way that it feels when you're wearing a bra that fits, the way your breasts feel when they're actually being supported and comfortable is life-changing. And I don't think that that's an exaggeration to say.
No, not at all. We definitely say that. Like, we say it's life-changing every time someone has a fitting, because you can just see it in their face after they've had one. And it's like something's just switched and they're like, wow, look at me, look at my boobs. And it's so nice to just witness it. As even as a bystander, I'm not a bra fitter, but obviously I see a lot of bra fittings done at Curvy Kate, and we have like the VBFs and the bra whisperers. It's just amazing to witness. Yeah. So I can't imagine what it's like for you girls to actually be the ones making the magic happen.
Yeah, and it's actually so lovely to talk to someone who does what I do as well. Like, it's like we're both on the same page. We know what it feels like. Mm-hmm. We know how amazing you do make someone feel. And yes, life changing, because actually your boobs can weigh you down mentally and physically so much. And all it can take is just a switch of a bra size to really lift and improve your mood. I mean, we say, you know, we lift your mood, your spirits, and your boobs.
It's just like a little perk at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. So, so true. And I also think as well, with women, like, obviously I think bra fitting is quite a taboo subject,
sure,
still, and that's really sad, right? But when someone has a good thing, when a woman has a good experience, they want to share it with everyone. And I think that's what's happened with you, and that share button on TikTok has done you good.
Definitely. And just kind of seeing sometimes, like, I see comments, people tagging their friends being like, this is the girl I was telling you about, and I'm like, whoa, hold on. You're talking about me, you know, outside of TikTok. And, you know, seeing that too, you know, I think BuzzFeed like reposted me quite a bit, which was kind of crazy. Cool. And seeing the comments on that too, being like, I didn't know any of this, and having that kind of direction of people being like, oh, I need to follow this girl because apparently I didn't know anything. Because it is, like I said, it's like something you get, you're 15, you've just gone through puberty, this is my bra size. Like, and like I said, no one ever tells you it needs to change, or that different boob shapes exist, or that one can be bigger than the other. That's not something that anyone ever really tells you. And I mean, I only learned it because the lingerie shop that I worked in, we had like a 36 page manual kind of about, here's how you take sizes, here's what to do if it's asymmetrical, here's what every single bra shape means and what it does. And I was like, and I would always go back, I mean, I worked there nearly 4 years, I'd always go back and read it, just because I was like, I'm never going to be able to get all the information. And I'm obviously still learning as well, but it's because it's an ever-changing subject. And it's, I wouldn't have known that had I not worked in a lingerie store and read a 36-page manual day after day.
Yeah, exactly.
And no two boobs are the same.
Exactly.
So even when you know that 36-page manual back to front, you're still going to be presented with something you've never seen before.
Yep.
So yeah, it is just having that like fundamental knowledge. But also, I think the way that you approach in a bra fitting is key, right? Mm-hmm. People are at their most vulnerable. So you want to make them feel safe and secure and happy.
Definitely.
You have that energy right here today.
That.
So you work for a lot of UK brands like ourselves. What is the biggest difference between like the terminology or the cup like sizes? I know there's quite a big difference out there. A lot of people don't know it. We've got a lot of US customers because we ship to the US, and you know, they always asking, what is the US version of my size? Obviously we have it available, but it's not always that easy to like understand.
I think the biggest thing is that UK brands and European brands are so much more willing to make larger cup sizes. I mean, I was kind of doing kind of a mental tally in my head, just thinking about this, and like, I could name one US brand that goes past a US K cup, and just kind of comparing that to, you know, y'all and other UK brands that are going up to what, like a US equivalent of an O or an M, and just being able to see that accessibility for cup sizes that, like I said, a lot of people don't know exist, or that it goes past a double D, is just crazy. So I think that's a big difference, is that there's more accessibility, and maybe, I'm not sure, maybe like a little bit more education and access to larger sizes, which I think is great. And I do think it's a bit confusing for US people who are like, oh, I didn't know I could access UK brands, or I don't know, like not knowing about the conversion rates, or thinking it's a completely different thing and it doesn't work. And it's like, it does. It's the same thing. All bras are made up of the same couple components. It's just making sure that you're finding places that have what you're looking for. Exactly. I think,
yeah, and I think it's just spreading that word, speaking about it, and having a platform such as yours to do that. Because I know when I bra fit women from the USA, they're like, I don't know what size this bra is. I just picked it up in Walmart.
Yeah.
And they literally like have no idea, but it was the biggest one they saw and they thought it looked like it fit.
Yeah.
Or their size is like your dress size, and that's just wild to me. Yeah.
Or it's like always, you know, when it, especially in like bralettes and unwired, it's like small, medium, large, extra large. Yeah. And it's like, what does that mean? Like that doesn't mean really anything, kind of, if it's not done correctly.
Definitely. And another thing that I find when bra fitting US customers is that molded cups are a real key product that they seem to love. Is it because in the USA you guys have more molded products and you don't go so much towards non-padded because that's more of a fuller bust thing?
I mean, now that you kind of mentioned that, I do think that that is a part of it. Like, I'm just kind of mentally walking through like a Target aisle right now and I can't picture any non-molded cups. I think that's quite the standard, and I think that is probably perpetuated by Victoria's Secret and kind of brands like that, where it's like, use these super padded molded cups to get this certain look.
Yeah.
And it's like, does that actually, you know, provide what you're looking for? Is that actually going to support you the way that it needs to? So yeah, kind of saying that, I do think that there are a lot more molded options, because I even tell people, you know, you don't have to have a molded cup, you don't have to have even like something wired if you don't want to. Yeah. And they're like, but where am I even supposed to find that? Like, where do I even go to find those things? Because it's not something that you normally see in advertisements, in just the department store, Walmart. So I think it is harder to find.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think ladies are also worried about shape. I know for me, I was like a molded cup babe for like my whole 20s. I was like, I do not wear non-padded cups because they give me a pointy shape. Then found like Carvey Kate non-padded bras and couldn't believe how rounded and uplifted. And actually I felt, well, I couldn't stop touching my boobs to begin with, but also just felt so nice. So I think it's a case of trying. And I think people get stuck in a bra rut. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, absolutely. And I do think, you know, kind of the default shape of all bras in the US is like t-shirt. And it's like, that doesn't work for everybody. I mean, I don't really know a whole lot of people that it really does work for, but like having those taller cups is, and especially in a molded cup, is just what you're able to find. I think that's what a lot of women and people who wear bras are looking for, just something that's easy to find, even though that might not be what best suits them. But it's like kind of providing that access and that education that, no, different things exist. We just have to figure out what's going to work best for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And then translate it from like a demi, because you, I think demi cup, do you guys have demi and balconette?
We do. Yeah. Demi and balconettes, which is like, just, I know some European brands call them like balconies, or
we call it balcony. But when I say a demi bra and they're like, have you got a demi bra, I'm like, what is that? Onto Google.
Yeah, we typically use demi to kind of be kind of in between a t-shirt and a balconette, so like might have, you know, a bit of a taller apex and maybe a bit of a higher gore than a balconette does, but not something as, you know, kind of rounded, or maybe not even molded in the way that a t-shirt bra might be.
Yeah. I feel a demi might be similar to like sheer chic. Like,
sure.
Kind of like has like a push-up effect, but straight across rather than a plunging cup. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I think a demi is. I mean, when we were doing the bra fitting, we were talking about your experience as a bra fitter in a store. So, I mean, it's amazing bra fitting so many people all the time, but do you have any particular experiences that you can recall?
I have a couple experiences, but some more, you know, crazy than others. But I think what was always fun was when new moms would come in, or women that had been breastfeeding for a while and were like, I need new bras. My sizes have drastically changed, but I don't want to wear something just, you know, nude and, or, you know, beige and shapeless. I want something that I'm actually going to kind of start feeling good in again. So I think being able to help out those people was always fun, kind of being able to have them rediscover themselves again and feeling good in something. And we worked with a lot of, what was always fun was we worked with a lot of boudoir companies and burlesque dancers, and so they were always so much fun. Then they would come in and be like, I need something wild. It's like, great, I have this like ostrich feather giant showgirl fan, like, would you like that and also all of these bras? So I mean, it was definitely, being like pretty much the only lingerie store in Atlanta for many years, was certainly a cast of characters that would come in. But I think when people would come in kind of genuinely wanting some help with their size, with making sure that things fit the way that they wanted it to, or looking for something for an occasion, I think was kind of the most fulfilling part of it, making sure that people were walking out feeling maybe better, a little bit more sexy, a little bit more empowered than they had when they came in, because they have, you know, new bras and at least new information that they can take and move forward with.
Absolutely. And a little bit taller, because they're standing up straighter.
And it's interesting that you said about maternity bras, because we actually did a maternity shoot recently. And even though Kirby Kate don't stock maternity bras, I've never made one, we've got a lot of like non-wired bralettes, which are so suited to new mums, or if you're, you know, pregnant at the moment.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we did also tips, because obviously it's different when you're having a baby. And actually it goes against everything we usually tell you to do. And you're meant to then wear it on the tightest hook and loosen it up as you go out. And just through my journey of bra fitting, I think you're totally right. Like, it's supporting that person through every moment of their life. And I think bodies change all the time. So to have, I think, yeah, a bra fitter they can keep going back to is really lovely as well. Yeah. You kind of know. So I think you get that feeling in a store. And we're getting it as well online with virtual bra fittings. It's kind of, you build up that relationship with someone and you see their journey. And that's really beautiful.
So. Yeah, because when you bra fit people, they might come back in 6 months and be like, I want a new bra. Inspire me.
Well, I don't know what happens, but when I bra fit someone, I often get a text like, oh, Katie, I got engaged last week. Like, literally after they had their bras. Or, oh, I'm expecting a baby. And I'm like, it was the bra. And they were like, it's the bra.
There's a strong correlation there. I believe it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Have you ever had that? I'm sure you have.
I might have. Just because we had like so many clients in the store, but like it was really nice, like you said, to kind of get the repeat people and like build a rapport and be like, oh, hey, haven't seen you in a while, or, you know, yeah, what's new with you? Just being able to kind of have those relationships.
And make it a normal situation, I think. And I think that was my main issue when I first had a bra fitting. It felt so alien.
Yeah.
And it felt cold and it felt scary. And I don't think anyone should ever have to feel like that when they have a bra fitting, right?
Yeah. They definitely, a lot of people would come in and like just very reserved and like didn't really want help. And I'm like, honey, you're in a lingerie store. I mean, I know what you're here for on some level, and I'm here, that's my job, is to help you. But having, yeah, definitely being able to kind of, once you engage with somebody and getting them to open up and like, what are you looking for and how can I help, is a really important thing. Making sure people know that going into a bra fitting is like, we're not, there's no judgment. Yeah. And yeah, like you said, all boobs are different. Just being able to say, hey, yeah, I'm here to help. That's all. Yeah.
Exactly. Cool. So you're currently over from the USA here at the moment. And we know that you studied in London. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. So in 2018, 2019, I studied museums. The official title was Museums, Galleries, and Contemporary Culture. I shortened it to Museum Studies because that's quite a mouthful.
It's very impressive. I love that.
No, it was so exciting because at uni, I got a major in history. And so that's like what I studied. And I really wanted to take that and work in museums and be able to kind of tell stories that aren't told all the time, you know, with museums, like whether that's women's history or marginalized groups' histories, that really doesn't get the limelight a lot, especially in American museums. Like, it's really just, it's white men. It's like, okay, that's nice. And so I really wanted to continue that and kind of get more insight into museums. And there's really not anything in the US other than, you know, NYU, which is exorbitantly expensive. So I decided to come over to London, and I loved my program, honestly, at the University of Westminster, being able to go to different museums for class was awesome. Like, we were getting lectures from like the actual head of education at the British Museum, which is not something I'd ever get in good old Atlanta, Georgia. But I really enjoyed that, and it really solidified kind of my love for London. And yeah.
Did you find yourself kind of guessing bra sizes of the statues and the women in the photos that you would be looking at in the museum?
Sometimes I do sometimes, especially now, like if I pass, you know, like a lingerie advertisement or just like see something on TV with a woman in a bra and I'm like, oh, I know that brand, or she looks maybe like a G cup. It is something that inherently is stuck in my brain now.
I was watching Gone Girl the other day and I was literally like, oh my god, that's the da 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 bra by da 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 da. And the person I was with was like, okay. But it does take over your life, doesn't it?
Yes, for sure.
I think for me, it's like when I'm on holiday and women are in bikinis, and I'm like guessing their bra size and then kind of sneakily go to the toilet at the same time as then and just spark up a conversation. Yeah. Hey, babe, what do you do?
Do you know what's really fun is when you see someone wearing a Kirby Kate swimsuit and you're like, oh, yeah.
And you're just like, can you do a little shimmy and boom, and I tag you on social. Is that cool?
I actually saw someone when I was in Ibiza, so it was like a party atmosphere. And I was like, I work for the brand that you're wearing. And she was just like, don't talk to me. And I was just like, okay. It was a fun time.
Sometimes like I'm in the grocery line and I see someone and I'm like, your bra does not fit, and I just really want to take their straps and just like hike them up, or like be like, hey, listen, we need to talk, we really do need to talk. I was watching a reality show the other day and I was like, I need to help this woman somehow. Just how do I reach out to these producers so that I can get this woman
you
a new
have
bra.
The power. Like, you, I mean, if anyone gets a slide from your DMs, I'm pretty sure they're gonna read them. So I would go and search for the stars and do it.
Okay. Like a bra fit in school on tour. Reality show tour.
Absolutely. Now, we kind of touched upon it when we spoke about you launching your TikTok, but what was the actual like inspiration behind it?
Well, unfortunately, the lingerie store that I worked in did close due to COVID, and that was obviously very unfortunate. And then, as I said, I had this 36-page manual stuck in my head, and I was talking to a friend, you know, kind of sitting unemployed, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm not sure, like, kind of where to go from here. And he said, well, you, like, isn't your party trick, you know, taking people's bra sizes? You should just kind of do that and, like, post that on TikTok. I'm like, okay, you know, maybe so. And like I said, I had kind of been watching TikTok for a little bit, but I'd never posted. And I saw, you know, that kind of these life hack videos or like helpful tip videos always went viral. And I had no intentions of going viral. But I thought, you know, if I see this and, you know, six people see it, then that's six people that didn't have this information before.
Exactly.
And I think so I filmed this video. Here's how you take your bra size, and made it kind of as simple as possible, posted it, and then about 6 hours later, my sister texted me and said, do you know your video's at 1 million views? And I was like, my video's what? And I hit. So then really what happened is I had no intention of making it a bra-oriented TikTok, and I have obviously branched out in the year and a half I've been on it into like vintage fashion and makeup and other things that I do enjoy. I just started answering people's questions. You know, people said like, oh, well, what about sister sizing? What about UK sizing? What about this and this? What if I have asymmetrical boobs? And I just, a year and a half later, I'm still answering questions. And so being able to kind of see the progression of it, and I've got topics that I always go back to. I touch up on sister sizing every now and again. I remind people how to take their sizes every couple of months. I'm like, hey, it's been 6 months. Have you taken your bra size recently? And it really is just, you know, there's so many questions. I used to kind of think this was like a finite topic, you know, maybe I'll eventually run out of questions to answer, but I haven't yet. I haven't. So it really is interesting. I think the motivator was just seeing how many people had questions to continue.
It's because everybody's so different, so it's going to be a different experience for everyone. You can't have one answer that's going to tick everyone's boxes.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that was one thing too that really kind of required some like disclosure, you know, like if this is how you put your bra on, me and Katie were talking about, do you swivel or do you scoop and swoop? I'm team scoop and swoop, but you know, like if all you're able to do is swivel, like swivel. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that was always a big thing of like, if this doesn't work for you, then it doesn't work for you. Or if, you know, in theory, a balconette should work for you and it doesn't, okay, then we try something different.
Exactly.
It's not a one size fits all. It's not like if this doesn't work, you're screwed. There's other options. There's other things because everybody's different.
I love that. Well, should we start recording for Madison's TikTok? Because I think we've got some more questions, haven't we? And I always have someone to help me answer them, which is even better. Because Phoebe's been firing them at me.
Yep. So every episode, we've been asking our followers on social media to send in their bra-fitting dilemmas so we can actually get both of you to answer some. So we're just going to jump in there. And the first one, someone just said shoulder pain.
Shoulder pain. We've all been there.
Yeah, I mean, sounds like a combination of like straps and band. I think people really underestimate how much the band affects the fit of your bra. And, you know, it, really your straps should not be the one supporting you. Your band should be the one supporting you. So if you are having to have your straps dig into you, if you're constantly tightening, if you're constantly pulling them up, that's not that underlying of some other things.
Yeah, definitely. And I also think with fuller bust underwear, you do get thicker straps. But the benefit of that is obviously your boobs are a bit heavier, so it kind of like splays out the weight a bit more. So a thicker strap is always a bonus when it comes to a bra if you're kind of getting that shoulder pain, because sometimes they can flip and be a bit thin. But yeah, absolute key is band at 80% support. And then the straps just do a little oomph. What's your like most commonly asked question on TikTok?
Ooh, I think a lot of people just want me to say, I'm a 40H, what should I wear? And I'm like, that's not enough information. Yeah. It really is not. I need like a full breakdown of your breast type, you know, and like how you carry your volume. And like we just said, it's not a one size fits all. Like I can't just recommend you something based on your size. There's a lot more to it than just that. So I think that a lot of people want to know about sister sizing. And, you know, it's something that I say, if it works for you, if it doesn't, you know, it's one of those things that it can if it does or not. But I do think it's mainly people just being like, hey, tell me what I should wear. And I'm like, I can't do that with a 30 symbol comment.
Exactly.
Okay. All the info.
Let's jump into another question. They said, my band always rolls up.
Band rolling.
Band roll.
Okay, so what I would say about a band roll is when you're a curvy lady, you know, often the band will roll with you. And you've got to allow for a bit of band roll, especially as we go up into the bigger sort of back sizes. But there are also ways to combat a band roll. It could be that your bra is too tight or too loose. Yeah. So I think the fundamentals is always get a bra fitting, isn't it? What would you say, Madison?
No, definitely. And I think a lot of people, too, if they try something that is, you know, just slightly long line, they're always like, oh, it kind of curves and, like, bunches up. But I'm like, that is just kind of the curvy ladies. I mean, I've got, like, a roll of fat here. It's if I don't wear something that is long line pretty much to my waist, it will roll up. And it's not anything wrong with you. It's just how bodies roll and how, you know, sizes change, but it definitely band fundamentals.
Yeah. I mean, if that's the back of the band rolling, if you find the front of the band's rolling, we've got like the daily balcony bra and also the wonderful that have the curved up underband and center stage as well, which can help reduce that sort of situation.
Okay, let's have one more question. And she said, my daughter is 11 and developing fast. How can I help her? It's quite an interesting one.
It is. I'll let you take this. You're the queen of TikTok.
I mean, I got my first bra when I was 9, so I can relate for sure. I think some of the tips that I give for younger people that are developing is like, you don't have to jump into like a one size automatically, because you can wake up and, you know, you're breasts have grown overnight. I mean, that kind of happened to me. And being able to say, okay, you know, let's get you maybe some non-wired things, maybe even just some training bras like to start with. And then like once you've kind of gotten a better idea of maybe leveled out a little bit, then go maybe get a fitting by one or two that, you know, you're not terribly invested in. Maybe don't drop $100 on, you know, brand new like first bras, but being able to have something that is gonna support but also be comfortable, because I mean puberty sucks, boobs growing sucks when it first happens, but being able to have something that will support, whether it's when you're sleeping, definitely if they're a sports player, get a sports bra, because that's 100%. Gonna be like not great.
I just think it's great to acknowledge the fact that your daughter does have boobs and they are growing, and just to be really open, have conversations, because when I was growing up, no one ever spoke about bra fittings or boobs. I just, you know, went to school with my little pecs. I should have had a bra on, but no one was like, go buy a bra. Just, you know, it's just important to
I had my first bra fitting at 12, just because I was already so big. And my mom, who is definitely also fuller bust, was like, all right, time to take you somewhere where they know what they're doing instead of the little junior section of Walmart.
Exactly. And I think as well, you know, puberty is a difficult time, and putting on a bra for some mums, I think they feel like it's their daughter's growing up. Mm. But also there's almost that like mistake that some people make between sexualization and lingerie, right? And we don't want to put our daughter in an underwired bra because that's sexual, or that's like grown up, or but it's actually necessary, and it will help her feel more comfortable and confident, and the bra will fit better, and it will look great under her school uniform and things. So I do think there's always the option, like if you are above an F, for example, I think, you know, an underwired bra is always a great place to to go to, and sports bras. For sure, like every kit bag at school, you need a sports bra in it, because I think it would reduce sick notes.
Sure.
For PE.
Oh, yeah. Because I was the queen of the sick notes. Me and my sister used to forge my mum's signature, and then they'd be like, why are both your signatures different? Because we'd both be doing one. It was awful. But we just didn't want to like get unchanged or anything.
Yeah. It's so true, because within those changing rooms, there's so much judgment, and there's also that comparison towards everyone else's bodies and how you're developing versus the other people. And like you, I had boobs at a very young age, and it was one of those things where I was like, what are they? Yeah. And other girls were like, what are they? And I'm like, ooh.
No, the first time I wore just like a little kind of non-wired cami bra when I was in like, I think, grade 4 when I was 9, like, and you know, I wore a v-neck and people could see it, and the other girls were like, what is that? And yeah, I'm like, I guess it's a bra, I don't know. But I mean, especially too, so like, obviously our school systems are different, but like, you know, public schools have got like crazy dress codes for like whatever you want to wear. And so I grew up in middle school, kind of like grades 6 and 7, where I had these larger breasts, and I was wearing v-necks just like all the other girls, and I was always getting called to the office being like, your shirt's just too low. And I'm like, my shirt is not any lower than Jordan's over there. I just happen to have like 6 more cup sizes than her. Exactly. That's something that I face kind of all the time, like having to wear little like lacy camis and things. And I'm like, why do I have to do this? I'm 14.
Yeah, but also just at any age, like when you have boobs, your outfit is considered more sexual, or she's asking for it, or she wants the attention. It's like, no, I'm just trying to wear a nice outfit. Yeah. Like, what's your best advice for that kind of
situation? I mean, it really is just kind of remembering that it's your body. There's nothing wrong with it, and that it is, and that's, I think, something that a lot of people with breasts are still unlearning, and you know, it really is. It's your body, and it's not anything inherently sexual. It's society that forces these kind of sexual ideas on them, especially when you are like above a double D. There's so much kind of misconceptions with like, oh, if you're over a double D, you're like slutty. And it's like, no, what did my boob size have to do anything with my personality or how I'm being perceived?
Yeah. Everyone at school like, oh, double D. And now I'm like, that's not even that big.
No, it's really not.
But I definitely felt when I was a teenager, and because I was getting all of that, those comments, and I did like to wear tighter clothes and things like that, I almost then started to be that girl, because that's what society thought I was. So I was like, well, yeah, let's go and do all the things that they think I should be doing, and like, you know, drink earlier and have a party, because everyone thinks I'm growing up anyway. So that's what my boobs are telling the world. And yeah, it makes you have to grow up quicker.
It has an impact, like what people are saying, so on your behavior and stuff. So
especially like, you know, like with catcalling and everything. Like the first time I, because I was tall as well, so like I was like 5 feet tall when I was 8 years old, and then I had at 9, I got these girls, and I was like, I don't look, you know, like I'm 9 or 10 years old. And I think the first time I was catcalled, I was like 9, and I didn't know what that meant, but I knew it probably wasn't great. And kind of thinking about that now, I'm like, okay, even if you thought I was 14, you still catcalled what you thought was a 14-year-old, and I was 9. It really does kind of
But they just see boobs.
Yeah, that's all that they see.
They don't see the person. And I think that's what society needs to change.
I think I used to get, like, I used to get catcalled on the way to middle school, so I was definitely under 12 years old, but because I've always been quite tall, like, I kind of stayed the same height since I was 12. But I used to get catcalled, and I'd be like, I'm literally a child. But at the time, you don't realise, you're just running away in your uniform. But it's disgusting.
And it's interesting as well on, like, social media. Sometimes, like, the posts that I do, the ones that get the most engagement are the ones where women feel like they can come together, because we've all been affected by whatever I'm posting. And quite often that's a negative thing about whatever happened that day around my body. So, for example, catcalling. I was in a train station the other day. These men just said, like, this disgusting comment about how I had massive boobs and hadn't seen boobs that big in a while, and imagine what they could do with those. So I kind of made, like, this thing on my social. I was wearing a jumper, by the way, up to my collarbone. You couldn't see anything apart from the shape. But so many women were like, oh my God, this happened to me. This happened to me. Oh my God, Katie, yeah, I totally understand. And it's like, ugh.
Yeah, just sitting downstairs actually in reception, I actually, like, right before I came over, posted my Black Friday ad for y'all. And I'm like, this is great, you know, me in bras, like, how cute I am. And then, like, one of the first comments was just, like, this random man that was, like, beautiful with a heart. And I'm like, I didn't ask. I really didn't. This is not for you. I mean, and then I was like, this is just, it's tiring. It comes from every angle, like, social media and, you know, just on the street. It is just frustrating.
It is frustrating, and hopefully the more we voice our frustrations, maybe people will get tired.
We'll get there, girls. One block at a time.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for coming today. Where can our listeners find you on social media?
You can find me on TikTok and Instagram, Madison Ann H, N with an E. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much where I'm at. You'll probably be able to find me very easily on one of those two things. But this was amazing. I'm so excited to be here.
It's so great to chat to you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your trip in London.
You want to see all the photos?
Oh, you will. Don't worry.
No, it's been amazing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Incredible was it to have Madison Ann all the way from USA right here in the studio with us, teaching us all about bra fitting. I even learned stuff.
So did I. Absolutely amazing. I hope you guys learned some stuff at home too.
Yeah, and having a million people with their eyes on you, like, with all the bra fitting tips, is just so special.
It's incredible.
Blessed to have her here.
Don't forget to follow us on social media at Curvy Cave. And also don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more amazing chats with our fabulous guests. This has been the Have I Got Boobs For You podcast.
We've been your hosts, Katie Weir and Phoebe Preston from Curvy Kate.
Produced by Abigail Weaver.
And our development producer is Yolanda Copez-Stepney.